Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone,
cause I'm stranded on my own. Welcome to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot, and this is a bonus podcast episode. We do appreciate all those podcast downloaders down there.
Subscribers.
Listening to Sound Opinions on a weekly basis, we hope. This is a little something extra for all of you. As often as possible, as many of you know, we like to take a trip to that proverbial desert island in Papa Quarter in what we call the Desert Island Jukebox. This is a track we cannot live without. You're going to kick us off in a minute, Jim. Can you give us a clue about the song you've picked today?
Greg, this is my very favorite song ever with a female vocalist who was still in braces.
Wow. We're going to hear that in a minute on Sound Opinion.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. Every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island, so we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Opinions. Welcome back to the Sound Opinions bonus episode. Jim, let's hear it. What song are you going to bring to the desert island?
You know, Greg, often we have some news peg, as they say in the media business, to a desert island track. Someone has died or there's something, a movie comes out that uses a song. I have no reason whatsoever to play this song. I don't know why it popped into my head a couple of weeks ago, but I have been dying to feature Whale as a desert island jukebox pick, and that seems appropriate. You know, you could be whale watching on your desert island, all of which seems superior to being isolated in Chicago in social lockdown with pandemic in the middle of what's going to be a long, hard winter. Anyway, Whale. You know, I am fascinated by that period. You and I were both active music journalists and critics throughout the alternative era, mm-hmm. from the end of the 80s indie period through the rise and fall of the alternative moment, modern rock radio, and, you know, Nirvana ruling the world and grunge and all this silliness, right? But one of the things that was fascinating to me about the alternative moment was I think, after the famous 1966-67 Nuggets era, the second greatest period in rock history for one-hit wonders. Right? Nuggets, of course, Lenny Kaye compiled all those psychedelic one-hit wonder garage bands. They went from, you know, changing oil at the garage to the top of the charts, right back to changing oil. Yeah. And so it was with a lot of bands in the alternative era. Now, some obviously, you know, kind of emerged as a one-hit wonder. You think of Beck's Loser, right? Or Radiohead with Creep, right? And, you know, everybody thought, okay, this is just another one of those bands, one fluke on modern rock radio. Obviously, they had substantial careers. Whale did not. You know, who was Whale? I think it was a group of satirical provocateurs and musicians who decided to kind of do a cut-by-numbers pastiche and satire of a lot of what was happening in alternative rock at the moment. Based in Sweden, they come together, they really storm the European charts with a huge hit in 1993, their first single, Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. I know you're laughing just even at the title. I know, and you have to laugh, right? And then from Europe, it storms the U.S. charts via MTV and modern rock radio, makes a big splash, I think as much to do with the video directed by Mark Pellington, who was kind of ubiquitous in that alternative era. The combination of the boys in the band being, you know, shirtless, muscled, muscle-headed looking Red Hot Chili Peppers wannabes. I have to say, Red Hot Chili Peppers is one of my least favorite bands of all time. I despise that band, okay? And so the verses of the song, Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe, is pure kind of testosterone funk rock that the boys are delivering. And then in comes Saya Berg. Saya was the then girlfriend of Heinrich Schiffert, one of the two guys who decided to do this project, right? And she has braces and this weird hairstyle and these big fish eyes, right? And, you know, she is the seductive but also kind of sarcastic and vaguely menacing female voice to offset the boys. Think about what the Sugar Cubes did, right? You know, Bjork has become such an icon in her solo career. But if you think about, you know, there were some boneheaded boy things in the Sugar Cubes, right? And then Bjork was the antidote. Yeah. It was like the battle of the sexes in one band. And I think that's what Whale was doing with Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. Because after the testosterone, vaguely toxic masculinity of the boys' part, you know, you get Saya singing about seeking candy on the shore, you know, left for dead, but back for more. That's what I'm saying. You don't know, like, is she, and, you know, with the braces, she's sucking on a lollipop the whole time in the video. And it's kind of like a little bit of menace there. This could turn into a horror movie very easily. You know, seeking candy out of line, broken kneecap, fall with spine. It's like, what are you doing? It's this kind of beat poetic, maybe some pieces of English are getting lost in the translation from Swedish. I don't know. Unbelievably, you know, I'm like, whatever happened to Whale after that? They kept going to 1999, you know, 7 or 8 year career, and then gave up after a last single that didn't do anything. The boys, Gordon Cyrus and Henrik Schiffert, went on to alternately high-end audiovisual marketing and design and television and comedy, while Saya wound up hosting Post Braces, a music video show in Sweden for a while. All of which just kind of indicates to me that this was all a big media put-on. But man, this is an irresistible single. Whale with 1993's Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. We'll be right back. Whale with Hobo Humpin' Slobo Babe. I have to say, Greg, I think in the end, despite the broism present in alternative rock, the ladies really won the day. And Sia Berg was one of them. You know, right up there with Courtney Love and Veruca Salt and Liz Phair
and
L7. Yeah. For more episodes of Sound Opinions, the whole show, you can visit soundopinions.org. If you're interested in sponsoring the show or our podcast extras, email sponsor@soundopinions.org.